Welcome. Naptip in River State has explained why there's been no arrest despite the rising reports in human parts market in River State. In River State, especially in Eche. The Naptip boss in the state, Wamakai Kediashi, spoke to our correspondent. And just in case you missed that, let me have that clip for you right about now.
Talk about organ harvesting. The issue with the organ harvesting is that the victims do not even need to tell their story when it comes to organ harvesting. So that will keep telling people so that they will be aware. They will be cautious where they go to, the people they relate to. Most of the time they will call you and tell you there is a job opening there. You don't do proper verification, you just jump and go. So most of the time these victims don't even need to tell their story. So when you talk about having arrested somebody or arrested syndicates, it's very difficult. It's a very, very difficult scenario.
So it's a difficult scenario because now we seem to have more information that most of the kidnapping and killings that you have is no longer rituals. It's no longer, oh, they're trying to make billions of naira. It's no longer some people who are trying to make extra cash, you know, by appeasing some deity or doing some charms or voodoo. But apparently there is a syndicate of illegal markets, particularly for human parts. Now, the chairman of State Police Community Relations, Kaska Ogusu, also had some interesting words to say, which leads me to my question this morning. Are the locals in Etie, in any part of Port Harcourt, any part of River State, are they complicit in this kidnapping and in quotes, this, organ harvesting report? Because if you remember, there was a point where the Rumuji axis was a no-go area. Most people who wanted to come to Port Harcourt had to go through Elele to come into Port Harcourt through the airport road because they were scared of being attacked by kidnappers on that stretch of road. And people say, no, it's not our people, it's foreigners. But something is going on within your community. Once again, are the locals in any part of River State that has been mentioned? Now, we're hearing of the forest in Eche, but we've heard of several places. Some people have mentioned parts of Ishoku. Some people have mentioned parts of Onelga as well. Are the people, are the, in quotes, villagers, the people who are resident there, are they complicit? Do they know that this is where kidnappers bring people to? And if they do, why are they not reporting? Why were they not reporting until recently? What exactly was making them not report? Were they gaining? Was there some form of barter? Please bring the kidnapped people to our bush. Eh? We'll give you bush. You give us money. Is that how that worked? Interesting.
Police should comb the area to find out if actually such place exists. We know that Eche is sharing boundary with other neighboring states. Society is very bad, especially this trying moment in the southeast. A lot of men of questionable character will infiltrate the states, trying to perpetrate one evil or the other. So security agencies should be up and doing, knowing that such place exists with the state.
All right, so some people will infiltrate a place, right, and current activities, and it will be blamed on those people. But the people we're talking about, the residents or the locals in that area, but are they complicit? There's this saying I heard in a taxi. It says the rat that is inside the house that goes out to tell the rat outside that there's food. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Our conversation is all about kidnapping in River State. Are locals complicit in this kidnapping report? Do we need to look closely at those in those areas and ask why are people not speaking up? Hello, Port Harcourt. 93, good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Jude Samuel Omamegbe. My name is Baridi Giadom. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt. You asked a question whether our people are the local complacent about the incident kidnapping in River State. Hello?
Yes, please. That's the question.
I think the government are not taking proactive measures in tackling this, kidnapping in the state. They cannot create jobs, but all they do is just empowering criminals and building flyovers. I think the locals are supposed to give information. Because when they kidnap, they take them to all these bushes and, forests. And that's why these locals, they stay. They need to give information to the police. And the government, too, they are not proactive. That's why this kidnapping is going on a daily basis in River State.
All right. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. WhatsApp and Telegram 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you can find us on WhatsApp. Go on Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's Rich.
Welcome, Rich. Go on, please. Oh, dear. 923, good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies. Once again, please, when you call him, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Turn down the volume of your radio set. So, if you are by chance, listen to us, and you're in Eche, or you are from Eche, the question is, are the locals in that area, are they part of the problem? Are they not speaking out? 923, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Hello, J. King. I'm calling you from Omama.
Welcome, Alize. Welcome.
From what you just said, it's just not that the community are dormant or they are not speaking up. The problem here is, if you speak up, what next will happen? How is your security assured? Like in my place here, there was one guy that was doing this human part stuff. A man reported him. The same police that arrested him, at the end of the day, they told that guy, when they released him, one political elite just called, they released this same guy. And the guy now reinforced and came and attacked this man in his house. He said he thought he would die. So the issue now is this. People are speaking. When you speak, how are you secured? That is the problem. So the whole thing now is now bounced back to the government. You will see sometimes they will go and see some English. They say the government pardon. How can you pardon somebody who kidnapped my uncle? Like one that was pardoned. You pardon somebody who kidnapped my uncle? At the end of the day, we say they have pardoned him. So I think the government is not doing well in this whole issue. When we give them information, they should take proactive measures. Arrest those people, persecute them. Speak to them to the language they will understand. So the continual pardoning of these youth who are doing this, perpetrating all these crimes on a daily basis by government is what has resulted for the common man to keep quiet. If you speak up at the end of the day, they will still leave them. So who are we to blame now?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 9.3. Okay. Apologies. Once again, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to dial the number. Good morning, Jude. I can tell you, yes, the locals are aware and are complicit to them, but not all of the locals. In my community, nothing can happen in the community, bush or forest, without the elders knowing. They might not get information early as the youths that supervise the forest, but yet they will get the information. So, Jude, nothing can happen in the forest without the locals knowing about it. Match my three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
May God bless you this early morning, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Frankly speaking, I wanted to make this topic eyewitness on Wednesday. It was my intention to do it, but the Spirit of the Lord has touched you for us to discuss it this morning. The locals are aware, but they can't do anything. The locals are handicapped. They cannot report because their lives are at stake. Now, it's happening now. At Ishie, it's a slaughter zone. A slaughter zone. The last time a lady reported this on social media, I personally have a conversation with you. What is the police doing? According to you, maybe they are working underground. But up to today, no news. I have a farm in Echie, a large farm, actually. And most of those guys there are the ones working there. There is this family that the guy in charge is arboring in the farm now. And I asked, this was Saturday. I went to the farm on Saturday. And he told me the story that in their community is where they slaughter people.
Wow.
There is a shrine close to his house. And it's not safe. His family is not safe. And they are looking for where to relocate to. But since he's the only one in this farm, he decided to bring them over. Brother Jude, Uncle Jude, Pastor Jude, whatever title we are putting to you, the Nigerian police is aware. In most of this area, there are police patrol. Even the police to a large extent, they are avoiding these people. Let me be honest to you, sir. If truly the Nigerian police is not aware, that video that went viral, what was their action? What was the comment of the state government? Barrister Yusuf Wike, didn't he see that video? Was it not in his domain? If it's on a practical place that democracy is being practiced, everybody pick up their own responsibility. I guess this one of the issues the state assembly would have invited him over based on his responsibility or his capacity that he took. What he swore to be the governor of River State to protect lives and property. That's one of the one responsibility. And somebody came out and said people are being slaughtered on daily basis. People are going there with cooler. Let us be honest. It's not a poor man that goes there with cooler. Oh. It is the rich people, oh. The affluent shells, the bourgeois that are going there to buy this part. What has he done? See, a lot of locals now, even if you take your microphone there to their community, where there is a shrine close to their house, they will not answer you. They will speak a language, mamu, which means I don't know. And they don't know, they don't know. The truth is this, we cannot be talking and be fooling ourselves. Most of us here in Port Harcourt. Let me also narrate this one too. I know there's no time.
There's no time. But let's get to a commercial right now. And there are messages here. We're going to read them when we come back right here on Hello Port Harcourt. My name is June. So lots for us to talk about today. Guess what? By the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have an open mic segment today. It's a one of a kind. Not been done on the show Hello Port Harcourt. But today, we're going to dedicate at least 30 minutes to you. To you, the Port Harcourt resident, we want to get to hear from you today. And I'll tell you on what when we come back. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
And then 0817-923-0009 is the female caller line. You can get onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. All right, that's where you can join us in the conversation and drop your comment. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. And we're talking about the kidnapping in River State. And I asked the question, are some of the locals in the various areas that have been made mention of in the past 6 months now, are they complicit in the thriving of kidnapping? All right, from last year even till this year, how many of you remember was that early 2020 or no 2019 when once again this road was regarded as one of the unsafest roads in all of Nigeria? This is this road here, kidnapping on a daily basis. The people were aware, weren't they? Oh dear. Once again, when you call it, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Good morning, Jude. This is on WhatsApp. We shouldn't feign ignorance that our political elites are active players in this matter. A lot of victims who survived the ordeal have said that most of these kidnaps and the human rituals are for political gains. No matter how they deny it, let them be aware that the vengeance of God wouldn't spare the sponsors and executioners. God will judge them all. 9.3, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Thank you. I am living in Ibuete, precisely.
Welcome, sir.
My name is Abak.
Welcome. Yeah.
The problem I see in Ibuete is that the elders of the place, they know the problem and they feel less concerned. It's the youth and the young boys are the ones taking over the town. And could you imagine the road between LMA Junction down to Chokoto? There is no single police station. So what is the fate of the people traveling along LMA Junction, from LMA Junction to Chokoto, without a police, without a police checkpoint, without a police station, and in that sort of place, how will development enter? And tell me why the crime will not, the rate of crime will not increase in that area.
But
every night we are experiencing thieves breaking into our houses, carrying our vehicles. 2 weeks ago, they came to my house 2 times. My vehicle was took. If not that, I removed the battery. They take it to the main road. Maybe they discover there's no battery. They abandon my vehicle on the
road. They pushed your car out of your house.
Without their lane. Out of my compound.
Wow.
Out of my compound. Are you with me?
We listen to you.
Yes. Out of my compound. Because when my dog start to bark, I know that there are thieves around. I got up from my bed. From my friend alone, I said, where would they take and enter? Is it from the back door? Is it from the ceiling or wherever? Not knowing that they are pushing my car out of my compound because I don't put gate. Is an open compound. They push it out to the main road. And when they open the bonnet, they discover there's no battery or whatever. Or they broke the block before. They abandoned the vehicle there and left. The following day, they came with guns, three young men. I was not back from work. They saw my younger brother. They took his phone, collected his money. And left. So all sorts of crimes are increasing in that area without talent because there's no police. Just leave people in your own set. How will they place in fast areas, like, as I'm telling you, from LMA Junction to Chukwuchu, there is no single police station. Where will you report matter to? In case you attack in the night, where will you make a call to? Ilimbo Police Station, because that's the only police which is along in the car route. Ilimbo Police Station is the only place. And then another one is at the, what do they call it, Elmuebere site, which is far away. So a lot of crime, people are raped, are doing all sorts of things. All sorts of things are being happening there, unreported.
But like you said, what are the elders? Are they not communicating to the councillors, to the local government chairman, to their representatives in the House of Assembly? Are they not doing these things?
Those people don't do anything. We don't even know whether those people exist. They only go and collect their money. They collect the money or whatever at the end of the month. You don't see any leader, you don't see the elders making law or making a kind of vigilante. So say, okay, let vigilante be here. In fact, the one we are trying to organize ourselves You know, they sabotaged it. The people, the leader, the people we were trying to control came back and said they will not do it again. It's like we are fighting against the community because we do the meeting, we call the leaders, we call the youth leader, none of them show up in that meeting. It's only we, the landlord, the strangers. So we now discover that they are not in support. And robbers have been attacking people on a daily basis, breaking to people's houses, all lots of things. Where do we go to report to where there's no police station around? This thing I'm telling you, find out, go take on a research from Element Junction to Chukwudi Junction. There is no any single police station. That is why the crime is increasing. That's why people, it's easy to kidnap somebody in elsewhere and bring to a chair.
To bring
because they know that the security situation is porous.
Thank you very much. That's a resident in the area. The alleged bush markets for sale of human parts are for the elites and politicians, but sorrowfully, it is the poor who are used as supplies to meet up excessive demand. I don't see this market coming to an end anytime soon because those to ensure that are deeply involved directly or indirectly. Tony Anthony with that comment. Thank you very much, Tony. Management 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, welcome, please.
The villagers are not handicapped. They are not at all. It's just that most people don't even know what to do. My name is Nathaniel, by the way.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Like in some rural communities in River State, some happen to form local vigilantes. Vigilante, the reason is just to make sure that you secure their community. Even in your local house where you are, you can decide to form your own local vigilante. Even if you can't for the government to do anything for you and protect yourself from criminals. So we begin to shout to the government, and government is not doing anything. Can you just pay standard and allow criminals to come and finish you? Come vigilante in your local community, know what to do, fortify yourself, and these criminals. Hello?
Yeah, we'll listen to you, Nathaniel.
They also have friends, they also have blood, so they are scared of death. So if you are scared of them, they will come. But if they see that you are so bold and you are strong, they will run away from you. Thank you.
Self-help is what is being suggested. Angel 3, good morning.
Legend, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Good
morning.
Good. I'm from Obubonkoro. I've worked with Nigerian for so many years. We've never had anything crisis in Obubonkoro because you come out to do whatever you want to do. Make your security issues are taken care of. Now you're calling on the governor to come and take a same matter. They have this, they have leaders, they have local government chairman, many people are there. You cannot be calling, governor cannot go to every year. The police are there to do their work.
No, but there's a claim that there are no police stations in that area. There's a claim. I don't know if you listened to the last caller, sir. It says there are no police stations for a long stretch.
My brother, like if you come to Nkoro now, I don't tell you, maybe we don't have court members, we don't have anything. But we cannot do nonsense in Nkoro. The youth will leave you. Even if you are from that particular, even if you are from Nkoro, I put Nkoro now and do nonsense, then the youth leave me. So that's why we don't have crisis. We love fair. If people know that this kind of thing is happening there, if it takes people to their hand, go to that bush. If you burn the bush, okay, now something is happening in Nkoro. You cannot go to that place and destroy that place. You can go out to that place and destroy the place. Somebody cannot from outside and come in and do something. He said the governor should come and do something about that. I know governor have right to do, but you change people to do something. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Interesting. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
That's good. My name is Kinsley Jude.
Welcome, Kinsley.
Well, I want to ask a question. Since I started hearing Nigeria Info, you know, the very good station, I put my fear down to listen to a fear that Governor Lusu Wiki is and will be president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria with a close down meeting of what is happening in River State. But what I keep hearing is a different altogether. Look at the issue of soup we are talking about. People are going down on daily basis. Now we are talking of harvesting human hearts, kidneys, and when you look at that, Is it not a natural disaster in the state? So I don't know why we politicize everything in this state. So it now becomes when the two elephants fight in grasp of office. Because, yes, they can have security for themselves, but nothing is permanent. They are inherent in the issue of harvesting women's hearts, harvesting it, and I listen sensibly, accessibly, the day you say it's blood, at the time you cannot control the war, you have to pick up your new mask. You are not a smoker. I'm not a smoker. Because the only thing is, a smoker is likely to die young. But everybody today in River State now automatically becomes a smoker. If you have to go for a test, what is happening? Why are you putting to a big politics in Riverless? I'm totally disappointed. The government of Riverless, I know him as a man of integrity. But on this area, he has totally failed. Because you can hear what he said, that he was telling the military guys, yes, there is something we can do about it.
Yeah, but we're veering too far. You're touching too many conversations. Now, concerning this kidnapping thing now, some are saying it's the villagers. The villagers are also helping. Some are saying it's not the villagers that their hands are tied. So what do we do? How do we remediate that situation?
Okay, fine. It's a very good example. We are telling the villagers to involve. What do we do at this point in time? Because men have to change into action. It's a threat. It's a bad news to the state. So whatever the state is going to do to bring the people, to the book, to the limelight, so that this nonsense thing can stop, government has the power to do it. And in the collaboration with the Royal Majesty or the Royal Highness of the area, and including the youth, everybody cannot be bad at the same time, George. That is the only thing we can handle it. Thank you
very much. What's up now, my dear? Since the NSAS protest, every security structure in Nigeria is down. We pray God, once again, should come and help us. Police are not ready to do anything. That's from Jen. Soki Fubara says, I wonder if most of the indigenous people are the perpetrators of these crimes. The question should be if the security are complicit. Popular crimes like poor fire, the police are involved. We talk and talk and blame local people and soft targets. Instead, we should channel the blame to the security agents. All right, thank you very much. That's Soki with that comment. We have just about 3 minutes before we wrap up on this conversation. You have to wait because, like I said, 10 o'clock, we're having an open mic session here, unprecedented. We haven't done this in a while. There's a question I have for us all who are resident in River State today. Please call someone who might know someone who knows an enemy or a friend or frenemies and get them on here by 5 minutes past 10 this morning, because we have a conversation concerning all of us. Everybody as to where is welcome to this round table. 10 minutes past 10 after the news, that's when we'll get to start off this morning. All right, messages now. And this one says, Jude, it's not just the people. Some of them are complicit. I agree, particularly when it comes to kidnapping. But concerning the harvesting of plants, I'm telling you, it is the politicians. They are using this thing for their... okay, all right, that's much I can say. All right, 9.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Hello?
Good morning, the very distinguished Jude. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning to you. Welcome. Thank you for calling, please.
Yes, salute you. Temple Okere.
Go on, please.
The very distinguished Jude, if we must tell ourselves the truth, the police on their own hand, on the side of the police, they are not doing the needful. Like, when we talk about from Eleme Junction to Chukwuchu, you agree with me that we cannot station police stations in every community or in every village. When we talk about Eleme Junction, which cuts across Igbo Eche, we have police station in Umeble, which is also in that state Igbo Eche. It's just that Umeble is a community in Igbo Eche. Understand? Then, if we have a police station in Umeble, it is stipulated that police station in Umeble covers or takes over the jurisdiction as Igbo Agurasa is concerned. Because when you talk about Igbo Agurasa, we have a lot of communities and we have even two
police station. We have one at Okomoko. We have one here at Umebile. But in a situation whereby we have a lot of wrongdoings that are happening within the confines of the Elemejosho Road, where police people are after collecting money, as early as 6 o'clock in the morning, they will come out, collected 100 naira, 50 naira, 150, 200 for motorists. Around the 10 o'clock, they move. In the evening, by 5 again, they still come out, collect evening offering, and they move. At the end of the day, the people are left on their own feet. What do we do on that regard? The people that are doing this, are they not our children? Sometimes even the community people, we even arrest them. I'm telling you authoritatively, some of us that are coming out here, the community people arrest them. But we won't fight with the community leaders who went to arrest their children. They will tell you that what about your own? That is their children. Must you come dump their children in the police station? What do you do on that regard? If you are such a community leader, if you are such a youth leader, or a city chairman, or a chief, because you arrested a child who committed a crime, and the father has been on your nerves, threatening he will summon you in this juju, he will summon you in another juju, until he brings out his child. And at the end of the day, such a child is being, released. Whatever menace is constituting within the confines of that community continues. But his father, and my own father, and your own father, and everybody's father suffered from the consequences. And at the end of the day, we'll continue to shout. Don't we know them? And are we not living here? Are we not living in a chair? Do we say that, for me, as far as I'm concerned, it is always the rat that is inside the house. We always go and the outside rat. There is fish inside the kitchen, whether we like it or not. We should begin to sanitize and do the needful within the comfort of our community. We should begin to work with the leaders. Whenever they arrest our children, we should support them. It's not because it's your own and they want to cover up your own. They are busy taking drugs or some all manner of drugs, and we cover them up. If you go for every family, there is a place, they sell drugs. You go to every community, there is a joint, they sell drugs. These joints are all within that man, that father compound, or that leader compound. That man who call on your radio station. Have you asked him, what have you done on that regard?
Heavy words this morning. Oh, my name is Jude.